You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in 6 minutes.
That's for the culture.
To recap the last game, here's Matt Yazel.
Game 3 of a season-long 4-game homestand for the Milwaukee Bucks as they welcome in their rivals from the North in the Toronto Raptors. Third and final matchup between these teams this season. Bucks looking for the season series sweep, and they would start out strong once again with a hot first quarter.
Hands the ball off to Lillard. Lillard uncorks a three, and he knocks it down. Damian Lillard with our first three-pointer of the game. Prince on the other side. He swings it to the left wing. Here's a drive and a pull-up jumper from Damian Lillard. On the baseline, puts it right over Grady Dick and deposits another beauty.
Couple of early buckets from Dame, plenty more from him, but we'd quickly see one of the themes of the night, the Bucks making tough shots and getting the foul call.
Nice job, knocks the ball away. Chris with the quick hands, Giannis scoops it up. He's going the other way, goes blowing by his man, lays it in with a foul. An and one opportunity for Antetokounmpo. And you see that man running at you in the open floor, you are best served to get out the way. Chris Middleton trying to body up. He pulls up mid-range jumper. Count it with a foul. Cash Money Middleton sticks the mid-range J, and he's got a chance with another one.
Milwaukee took a season-high 41 free throw attempts on the night. That and one from Chris Middleton put the Bucks up 27-14, and they'd go into the second up 15, thanks to Bobby Portis closing out the quarter.
Giannis's pass sent to Trent. Trent saves it from going out of bounds in the corner. Over to Portis. Portis with 3 seconds to work with, puts up a reverse layup and gets it to drop.
In the second quarter, Dame Lillard kept it rolling from deep.
Now dribble handoff back to Lillard. He squeezes off the three, bounces around a couple times and drops. He's got a chance at a four-point play. Fouled on yet another three-pointer. Damian Lillard is starting to look as good as he has at any point since he's been with the Bucks.
Another tough shot through the foul, but the shooters around Dame and Giannis did some work in the second quarter as well.
Gary Trent, right wing, launches up a three, bullseye. Gary Trent Jr. knocking down his first bucket of the night. Can't make the second free throw. Rebound, though, batted out by Lopez. They get it into the hands of A.J. Green, and he launches and connects. A.J. Green sticks the three from the left wing way outside.
The three-pointers were falling, and the Greek Freak did what he does down in the low post. The perfect combo for Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Scotty Barnes drives inside, trying to pass it into a teammate, but Mobo couldn't handle it, saved it from going out of bounds, but right to Giannis. Giannis with a head full of steam goes driving the other way. Count it with a foul as he lays it in softly with a left hand. Number 34 Freight Train coming right at you. And the tough night continues for Barnes. Giannis the other way sends it down with a violent one-hand slam, and they did not call a foul, but Giannis just hurt a man. He might have taken three out on that one dunk. Good night.
Milwaukee took a strong 72-55 lead into the halftime break, thanks in large part to 22 from Dame and 18 from Giannis. In the third, Antetokounmpo would continue his dominance down low.
So the Bucks will have it. Here's Taurean Prince. Knifes his way into the lane. Flips the shot up. No good. Giannis grabs in the rebound and then sticks it down again as he detonates at the rim yet one more time. 87-74. Here's Giannis on the drive. Look out below. A high swooping jam from the Greek Freak. Rears back and plunges it through to put the Bucks out in front by 15 again. Middleton's got on the other side. He's got it on the left wing. Possession's becoming more and more important because you can't get stops. Giannis goes through the defense, lays it in with a foul on the reverse layup.
12 points in the third quarter alone for the two-time MVP. And Portis and Middleton had his back from deep as well.
Bobby Portis launches and drills the three from the right wing. Trying to put away this Raptors team that's not going away anytime soon. Middleton pulls up and sticks the three on a silky smooth release from the right wing.
Toronto would keep pace with the Bucks in the third, with Milwaukee only outscoring them by one in the quarter. Going into the fourth, up 107-91. To start the fourth, the Raptors showed some fight. They opened the quarter on a quick 6-0 run to bring their deficit down to just 10, but Milwaukee quickly responded.
Brook Lopez left alone from three, and he launches and hits. A big three for a big man. Brook Lopez puts the Bucks back out in front by 13. 110-97 with 9:18 to play in the fourth. So we'll have to send it off now to Trent. Gary Trent Jr. on the right side floats up a shot off the window and good. Tough shot. Toronto missing on these chances. Here's Prince. He tees up the three, and he will not miss.
From a 6-0 Toronto run to an 8-0 Bucks run to immediately respond and get themselves back up by 18, and Milwaukee would cruise from there.
And Milwaukee is going to come away with their first regular season series sweep of Toronto in 12 years as they win this one. Another wire-to-wire win, 130-112, taking down the Toronto Raptors, now 23-17 on the season.
Third win in a row on this homestand for the Bucks. Sixth win in their last seven tries. Giannis led the way with 35 points and 13 boards, 26 from Dame, 22 of those in the first half alone, along with 8 assists. Bobby Portis off the bench with 15 as well. Next up for the Bucks, wrapping up the homestand with a Sunday battle against Philadelphia.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.